Kof Vov Teves, Sunday the 2nd of January, Rabbi Yitzchok Firestone, Meleches Nochri, Should I Protest?
I'd like to discuss an inyan that was brought down in the Kanan Dei Poskim. The title was Meleches Nochri, Should I Protest? Let's start with the basics, the Mishnah and Shabbos. Well, actually, maybe we'll start with the Shaila. The Shaila is as follows. I call a goy to do malacha in my house on Shabbos. But oifen hamutah. There are many cases, I can't ask a goy to do malacha, we'll see that soon. If I call a goy but oifen hamutah, in a case that's permitted to me, to ask a goy to do a malacha for me. We'll see soon, it's absolute poshut. Even though the goy might be able to do a malacha for me, I may have to protest when he does it, which makes it all that more difficult, because if a guy comes to do a malacha and I'm protesting, he obviously won't do the malacha.
Would you protest?
Protest against, make a machor, malacha, make a machor, protest against the malacha that the guy is doing. We'll see him in a minute, we'll get in a minute, that's the basic shalom. Let's start with the beginning. The beginning is, the Mishnah says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Beis. The Mishnah discusses three cases where it's forbidden for a yid, for anyone, to have a no, to have benefit from the malacha of the guy. Even without asking the goy. Nochri shehidlik is a ner. A goy who comes and lights a ner on behalf of the yid. The yid never asked him. There's no issa of amir el akam. There's no issa of asking a goy to do malacha here because the yid never asked him. You have a nice friendly non-Jewish neighbor who looks into your house on Shabbos, sees it's been a power cut, it's gone dark. He comes and says, maybe I can help you without asking him. And he turns on the lights for you. Turns on the fuse, wherever it is. Nochri shehidlik is a ner. Bishvil Yisrael, he lights it on behalf of the Yid. Also, it's forbidden for the Yid to have a no from this Ne. Another example, which makes three examples. Mile Mayim, the Hashkis Behemtoi. The Machmi goes on Shabbos and fills up some water for the Jewish man to feed his behemoth, to give a drink to his animal. For example, there's a well, and the well is Rishus HaYochid. When it's by the, has the dimensions of a Rishus HaYochid, it's 4x4, 10 tefachim deep, and he goes and he fills up the bucket of water, puts it into the Rishus HaRavim, so Eva Malacha De'iraisa, Hotzor from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRavim, to give the drink to the Jewish man's animal. Says the Mishnah, also, it's forbidden for the Yid to have Anor from this water on Shabbos, because the Goy has come and done this Malacha specifically on behalf of the Yid.
Even without asking. Which water? He's giving it to the
behemoth. The behemoth, but your behemoth. We'll see in a minute if you give it straight to the behemoth. Your behemoth, you're taking the water and you feed it to your behemoth. You thank the guy very much. A very nice gesture. Completely forbidden, the Mishnah says. Number three, says the Mishnah, also nochi kevesh, leiret boy, me'asvina. You're stuck on a ship, Shabbos. You turned up on the ship. Well, from where you can go outside of Tchum, whatever the case is. And you want to go off the ship. Comes the Nochi builds for you a ramp. Malacha Asur on Shabbos, you're going to benefit from this ramp. Says the Mishnah, Osa, it's forbidden for you to have Anor. And the Mishnah brings a story. Masaber Megamliel, was Canaan, was a story of Megamliel who arrived on Shabbos with a ship. Vasa Nochi Kevish Leidvoy, and Megamliel did use it. And the Gemara says the reason is because there the case was the Nochi made it for himself. He didn't make it for Megamliel. And Megamliel used it after the Gemara says, no, it wasn't specifically made for Megamliel. But these are three cases. When Nochri does a malacha on behalf of the Yid, even without asking the Nochri, it's forbidden to have Anor. Now we know there's cases where the Nochri can do malacha for Yid without asking, and it's mutter. We know there's an issa amira le Nochri, malacha le ma'asi, you can't tell a goy to do a malacha. Nevertheless, in some cases, if a goy does a malacha for you, and for example, in this case where you can hint to the goy, you don't tell the goy directly, but a miza, so you circumvent the issa of amira le Nochri, you don't actually tell him. The goy does a malacha for you, and it becomes mutter for you to use the goy. Says the Tosfos. Tosfos speaks about this. Says we find a Mishnah earlier that says something different. We're talking about there where there's a fire on Shabbos, a fire with no makom of pikuach nefesh, a fire no nefoshes involved, a monetary loss. And Nochri comes of his own goodwill, and he comes to put out the fire. Says the Gemara, Ein oymim loy kabei. The Mishnah says, Nochi shabon achabes, a goy who comes to put out a fire. Ein oymim loy kabei. You can't tell him put it out, because it's an isra miru la nochi. On the other hand, you don't have to tell him al tzachabe. You can let him put out the fire, and you can benefit from the fact that a goy has put out a malacha for you on Shabbos. The goy has put out a fire, which is the malacha of kibui. The drabonim could be a machlekes. Al kaponim, the goy puts out the fire, and you can benefit from that fact. So, fair places, what's the difference? Here you're coming along and saying a goy does a malacha, and you can't even benefit from it. On the other hand, the Mishnah earlier says, as long as you don't tell the gnochri to put out the fire, if he does it because of his own goodwill, it's mutzah to benefit from the malacha. This is halacha lemaisa. Says Tosfos, the difference is as follows. One, says Tosfos, is hanos haguf. In the case of the three examples brought before, they're all hanos haguf. We'll call it, you know, we'll use the term positive benefit. You're benefiting positively from the malacha of the goy. The goy lights a candle, you are now benefiting positively from this candle. The goy goes along and brings water, you have what to drink, or you have to give the animal what to drink. The goy went along to Shabbos and made the kevesh leyud goy, and now using his ramp, you're positively benefiting from the goy. The malacha that was done, you are benefiting from the gufa malacha, from that actual malacha. Whereas, in the case of the Mishnah before, if the goy goes along and puts out the fire, once the fire is out, you're not benefiting, there's nothing positively left. Nothing positive left from the goy's malacha. He's put out the fire, now you have your house standing. But that's a sort of byway of a malacha done. There's nothing lingering left of a meleches kibui. Meleches kibui is not ongoing, he hasn't done anything. He's put out the fire, now the fire's out, you're not benefiting so much from the actual kibbutz. You're benefiting by, now he's done the kibbutz, you're benefiting from your house once again. Or you're benefiting from the nechosim in your house, or the assets in your house that weren't burned by the fire. But you're not having a positive benefit from the meleches kibbutz. And that's halacha lemaisa on Shabbos. Halacha lemaisa on Shabbos, there's an amir the issa, we all know of amir and nachri. One can't tell the guy anything to do on Shabbos for you. So if you tell a guy to put in a light for shleitzach, it's asa. Amir and nachri. But even if you don't tell a guy to put in a light, the guy, because of his own goodwill, comes and he turns the light on your house, it's also for you to benefit from this malacha. Whereas if the girl would come and turn off the light in your house, there's kibui, there's no positive benefit, you can't sleep in a room, now you can sleep. But you're not benefiting from a malacha. The malacha's not around anymore, the light's not on, the light's off, okay? You're allowed to use that goy to do the malacha. That's the halacha lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch. That's the amira, the difference between a positive malacha and a negative malacha. Turning on a light, for example, we'll keep at that, and turning off the light. And as we think about the minhag ha'olam is, the ma'isa, if a goy comes and turns off a light, even if the yid goes in the ramas to the goy, so we said he circumvents the issa of amir al-nachri, he tells the goy, for example, oh, his friend, I find it very difficult to sleep, and it's my Sabbath today, and I left the light on, he doesn't tell him to turn it off specifically, and the goy is very nice about it, understands your Shabbos, and he goes and turns off the light for you, it's permitted to sleep in that room. Whereas if the goy, if you say it's very dark in here, and the goy turns on the light for you, it'd be forbidden for you to benefit from the light in that room in normal circumstances. Now maybe cases where you can, with children and various other things, maybe you can be matter. But in normal circumstances, anochi shabon ahadik saneh, it's forbidden to use the light even without any amir anoch. That's the basics, basic halacha. The question though, which I wanted to discuss today was, we find in Shulchan Aruch in many places, a warning that even in places where it's permitted for a goy to do a malacha for you, one has to protest, one has to make a macha'o. And this would make it all the more difficult, as we said before. For example, if the goy comes and turns off your light for you on Shabbos, we might have to go along and protest it, make a macha'o, and say, excuse me, this is forbidden for us on the Sabbath, which would make it very difficult. If you're going to be meramas to the goy, and tell the guy, I can't sleep, and the family says, the goy comes to your house, and turns out, you say, excuse me, this is forbidden, I don't know how you're going to get the goy to do it. But we'll see if it applies in this case. And so much so, that the Apostkim, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and Rabbi Yashiv, Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv both are very doubtful about this heta, and they left it open, whether it's possible to actually ask it to use, even though we said the malacha it's mutter. Once he does it for you, it's permitted. You weren't there, let's say, for example. Let's say the guy came along and you weren't in your house, he saw your house was dark, he's a friend of yours, or your worker, or your whoever came into your house on Shabbos, he saw it was dark, turned the light, you weren't there. It'd be perfectly good to benefit from the darkness afterwards, and it's good to sleep. But let's say you were there, you were standing there when he did it, there might be a permit for halacha to be moicha. And therefore, if Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv were ma'ayru or ma'ara on the minikol eidim, the minigrim is definitely to be meikol. They were ma'ara on this halacha to say that maybe one has to be moicha if you're there, which also makes it very difficult to then go be meiramas to the guy.
You're asking before Shabbos, you arrange each time you go past my house and it's dark, turn the lights on.
That's an Amir and Akim before Shabbos to do a melacha for you on Shabbos. We'll see that soon. We'll get there in a minute. That could be even worse. That could be definitely worse. Now, where's the case of Machal? The case of Machal brought down is Shulchan Aruch, simulation on base. So, turn it off and that wouldn't be a problem. Turn it on. I'm saying turn it on that.
No, I asked about turning off.
I'll turn it off. You asked before Shabbos.
You see, is it dark?
You asked to turn it off. Whenever you see it dark. Okay, we'll see that. That also could be worse. We'll see in a minute. So the halacha is that is. The halacha is, there's a case in Shulchan Aruch brought down where it's permitted for a goy to do a melacha for you, known as kablonis. For example, it's also for you to go along and ask a goy on Shabbos. If he's paying him per day, because he's paying him daily or paying him per hour, to go and work for him on Shabbos, to do a melacha for him on Shabbos. What happens? There's another example of kablonis. Kablonis means when you pay someone by the job. You're not paying him for the work, you're paying the guy for the job. For example, the case of Shulchan Aruch, you have a kovis, you have a washerwoman or a washerman, he goes and does the washing for you. You don't pay him for the hours he works, you pay him for the job. You pay him per shirt. Then we have a cleaner on now, they know it's come up. They pay for the suit to the cleaner, they charge you for the suit. They don't charge you for the time it takes to clean the suit, they charge you for the suit itself. So on Shabbos, the halacha is, since you're not paying him per hour, you're paying him for the job. And he goes along and decides to do it on Shabbos. Sometimes you obviously make up with him an area of Shabbos in the morning. Please clean my suit, and please clean my shirts. And he takes a pound of shirt, 2 pounds of shirt, whatever it is. And since he decides to do it on Shabbos, it's never mutter because he's working for himself. He's not working for you. That's called kablonis. He's working for the job. He's got the job. He's working on Shabbos. The fact he's working on Shabbos, you're not paying him to work on Shabbos. He's not your shliach on Shabbos. He's doing it for the money, and he happens to work out. He's doing it on Shabbos. Nevertheless, the halacha Shulchan Aruch is, if he goes along and does this work in your house, even though it's mutter, because he's not your shliach, as we said before, he's doing it for his own sake. If he's doing it in your house, you're mechuyev to protest. You're mechuyev to be meicha. The Makoyi Adova is a Rashba in Shabbos Daf Yutes from a Yerushalmi. It's mefurish. You have to tell him what to do it on Shabbos. If I have a simulation on base, sieve base, says in Shulchan Aruch. Umutza litzim begod of lekoyges eini Yehudi. It's permitted to give to a non-Jewish washer. Clothes to wash, va'ayris la'abdon, or leathers to work on, some of the chasheicha, in potzat le'idon, if you made up a price with him, permitted you give it over to him, he does it. Who should a yomer ask for Shabbos? Not you intend to do it on Shabbos, obviously you intend to do the work, and he does it on Shabbos, it's his business. The gam, she'yaso eina yehudi amalocha be'beisai. A second condition, when a guy is doing his permitted work for you on Shabbos, he has to do it in his own house. If you saw him doing it, and it's in your house, for example, tzorich loy manoy, you're mechuyev to tell him shloy yaseh bo b'Shabbos. One is not allowed to do this work on Shabbos.
Mustn't do it.
You have to tell him. If you see him, you have to tell him you can't do it. Protest. You can't do it. You have to tell me not to do it because it looks like what's the reason? The reason is if you're standing next to him, or you are, he's doing it in your house, whatever the case is. It looks like he's doing the malacha b'shlichuscha. Doesn't look like it. No one knows whether he's doing this malacha. The kablonis ba'ayif and aheta. It could be you just told him, please wash my clothes for me, which is pretty awesome on Shabbos. I mean, you're not going to get going to be a shliach if you do malacha on Shabbos. It's a positive anor. He's washing your clothes. You can't go along and do it. So since it looks like you're shliach, it becomes forbidden to go along and tell him, not to tell him, to stand by when he's doing the malacha on Shabbos. So much so, you're mechuyev to protest. You're mechuyev to tell him to stop it. It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So the question is, and the Mishnah brings this down, I'll give you another example. The Mishnah brings it down in Siman Shein, in Siman Reish Ayin Vav. Well, you're talking about lighting a candle. But the Mishnah brings down, if a goy comes into your house on Shabbos and is dumb in the Yisroel, Sheiro be'eis she'ein Yehudi roitz lahadik b'shvilo ilas ha'madura. You come into your house, you see your friendly non-Jews are lighting a candle for you, or lighting a fire for you on Shabbos. One has mechuyev to be moich, one has to protest. Ki mishaneh va'eitzim shel Yisroel. Since the candle, the light, all the eitzim belong to a Jew. Therefore, he sees you, you see him doing it. It seems like, it looks very much like you are telling him, you would never let anybody else go to your fire, start turning on. So it looks like it's with your permission, and with your consent, he looks like your shliach, and you have to go along, and be moicha, protest. Va'afilu, says the Mishnah Berurah, Even if the youth comes into his house and sees the guy putting on a cap, the youth's da'as is to move over to another room. I'm not going to benefit from this light on Shabbos. You can turn it on. I won't use it. But if an amutz, in other words, I'm not going to use this light on Shabbos. The guy is doing lighting. I never asked him tonight. He comes to my house. He turns it on. I'm not even going to use this room on Shabbos. But since he's doing a malacha in my house, I'm a chuyuv to be moicha. I'm a chuyuv to protest against him. And so much so, if the guy says, no, I want to do it, and he's forcing you to do it, chayiv legarish him yibeisay. You're a chuyuv to be megarish him from your house to chuck him out. When they chilul Hashem, sheyachshaduhu sheoisa ein Yehudi b'shlichusoy. The choyshed looks very much like a chashad that the guy is doing it with your shlichus, kibun shu oisa beveis Yisrael. Since he's doing it in the house of a Jew, therefore, it looks like he's doing it with your shlichus.
It looks like
because of the open look, the guy's doing your house, it's your house, it's your light, it's your fire, it's your wood, and he's doing all the melacha here, even though you never asked him, since it looks like in your marasai, it looks like you're telling him to do it, therefore it's forbidden for you to stand by and let him do it, you're mechuyav to stop him. Which obviously is a bit of a shala, because Ebazai, when the guy comes into your house on Shabbos to do a melacha for you, even if it's a melacha which you permitted to have a law from, as the Mishnah points out, the case where you're not even going to have a law in this room, he's not turning the light for you, you're going to go out of the room. Nevertheless, you should be mechuyav to be melacha. Which we said before, you're going to ask if a guy comes into your house to turn off a light, for example, even by even Hamukta, and it's in your house and you're standing there, it should be a chiyuv machor, which makes it very difficult. So we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, in the remainder of time, we'll try and work through a few things, and we'll see, maybe it's not so. And we'll have the minute of the to be made, we'll see why. We'll start, number one, there's a Mishnah, with the Mishnah mentioned before. The Mishnah says, a guy who comes on Shabbos to put out fire, you're not mechuyav to tell him, don't put out the fire. Now he's putting out the fire in your house. Right? Your fire is burning in your house on Shabbos. It's property on Shabbos. And he comes along and puts out the fire. He's coming to your property and putting out the fire. So as a mechuyav shemishna, you don't have to protest. So you have to work that out. There seems to be a steer here. And he's coming to your fire and he's putting out. And you don't have to protest at all. One could say, perhaps, and the Irish showed me that like that, that's only in the case of a fire. In the case of a fire, one can be meicher efsha, a great loss, a hefsa, a chleis. One's not mechuyav to go along and be meicher in the case of a fire. We find more so, because in a fire, you find the person can even say to a non-Jew, kol ha-matzil eine mafsid, whoever comes and saves, he won't lose anything. You can be more explicit than that, like in the case of a fire. So perhaps by a fire or a meicher, and we don't have to be meicher, we don't have to protest against a god. Perhaps other things, which is not such a great loss like a fire, eshadav again, perhaps we have to go along and be meicher against the god. So there's an interesting Rosh. The Rosh is a very interesting thing. I'll bring this back to the case before. The Rosh discusses the case. The Rosh says, halacha, daf kuf chav beis in Shabbos. And it's brought down halacha la maisa in Shulchan Aruch. And it's a machine chochei, seif yud gimel. The Rosh is the following case. A guy goes and plucks grass on Shabbos for your animal. Plucking grass on Shabbos is a malacha of toilish. A malacha of kreitzer, told of kreitzer on Shabbos. And a guy plucks grass for your animal on Shabbos. You don't take the grass, you don't touch the grass. A guy visits straight to your animal. He feeds your animal for you on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch, it's a machine of Hesif with Gimel, and the Makoy, the source of it is a Rosh. So the Shulchan Aruch, one doesn't have to protest. One can let the guy pluck grass and feed your animal, and one doesn't have to protest. So the Shulchan Aruch, if this is a regular occurrence, Im Rogil Bakach, if this happens every Shabbos, sorry, then you have to protest already, because it looks like it's a trick. It looks like you're asking the guy to do it. But if he does it on occasion, here and there, he likes your pet, the chesros, and so he picks some grass, or your cow, wherever it is, and feeds your grass for you on Shabbos, it's permitted to let him carry on feeding your grass on Shabbos without any problem at all. Now the shayla is why? Because he had the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Milei Maim, if a guy went to me that mentioned before, fills up some water on behalf of your animal on Shabbos, it's forbidden to use that water to give to your animal. So the Morgan Avraham says, I think it's a Shimon Shishin Lama Dalet, the Morgan Avraham says, the difference is, in the case of the Mishnah, you are benefiting from it. In the case here, it's not an hanos haguf, which is also hard to understand, because the case of the Mishnah talks about the case where he's giving water to your animal. Giving water to your animal is also not hanos haguf. You're not benefiting, your body is not benefiting from that melacha, your animal is benefiting from that melacha. So the goyness of the Mishnah Brura, how he's mazbeh there, and I saw the Benozah Moshe Horovitz, who was Rav in Pinsk, he's also mazbeh the same way, pshat in the Rosh. He's also pshat hazay. If the guy does a malacha for you, for example, he lights a candle, your body is benefiting from this light, you yourself, your guf, is benefiting from the light of this candle, he lights a fire, you're warm from this fire, and even if you say nothing, it's also for you to benefit from that malacha. If the guy does a malacha for your animal, someone is you, you don't touch it at all. If you touch it, I mean, if he cuts grass for you, you say, oh, thank you very much, you go along and move your animal over to the grass to give it to eat, or you pick up the grass and have a mukso, and you give it to your animal to eat, but if because you move your animal over to the grass, you know, you get involved in it, you're makabel, you accept what the goy did for you, then it's considered, it's the hanos haguf, and it's forbidden to you to do that again. If you keep away, you don't get anywhere near the grass. The guy cuts the grass, you are having hanos from it, because he gives it to your animal, but you don't actually get involved, he gives it straight to your animal, says the Mishnah Berurah Loshon Shin Chofei, he says such a case is very similar to the case of Nochri Shekibba, a guy who puts out a fire, and you don't have to say Al Tachaba. In other words, we said all the Tosfos before. The Tosfos said there's a difference between when a guy does a positive hanor for you, something positive for you, or the hanor of the malacha the guy does is something negative. He does it, and now, because he did it, you can now benefit, but not from the actual malacha itself. So there's nothing positive left of the malacha for you to have an hour from. For example, the guy puts out the fire, and the guy puts out the fire, there's nothing positively left of this malacha. He put out the fire, and that's it. And now you're not benefiting anymore from the actual malacha. He said it's mutter. You can benefit from it. The Rosh compares the case when the guy picks up the grass, it's toilish the grass, on your behalf, and gives it straight to your behemoth. Since you don't accept it, you don't actually use it. He's doing it all for you. He's giving it straight to your animal. You're doing nothing. So Virash, in such a case, it's considered like a non-positive malach. It's not a direct hanos haguf. It's not directly, my guf is not directly benefiting from it. And therefore it's permitted, and I don't have to protest.
So what do we say? Another way to look at it. You're allowed to feed your animal on Shabbos, so the guy is doing it his way.
The guy is doing it his way, but you're benefiting from a guy's malach.
Okay, but you're allowed to feed an animal on Shabbos. You're an animal.
If you have your own, if you have your own food, you mean? If you have your own food,
yes, you have food.
If you have your own,
with the fire, you can't put the fire out either way. But with the animal,
no, you can't pick grass on Shabbos.
But the guy is doing it his way.
So if you have grass yourself, for example, if you have a pile of grass yourself, and the guy does it his way, it could be your right. Because there's been a time, you can do the malach yourself. You don't need to come onto the grace malacha.
No, then
you're not benefiting from the goy. The goy is doing it his way. But if you don't have any grass, you can't feed animal shabbos. You have to feed another one. And he's doing it for you, then you are benefiting from him. You're not going to benefit from the malacha of the goy on Shabbos. Even if it's his way. The goy puts the light his way, you're not going to have a light on Shabbos. Right? You're not going to have a free light on the air of Shabbos. The goy is doing it his way. He's turning on and off on Shabbos. You have benefited from the malacha of the goy, which is done on Shabbos, which is a Nisa. So here, in other words, if the guy goes along and cuts the grass for you on Shabbos, if you have your own cut grass, then you've got a point. The Ben Tam has that point. The Ben Tam says, if you could do it your own way, and the guy does it for you, is then efshalismach, that you're not actually benefiting. Who are you could have done it your way. So then, it could be that you're right. But in the case you've got no grass yourself, you forgot to cut before Shabbos, and the guy goes along and cuts it down on Shabbos and gives it to your animal, you are benefiting from the guy's malacha. Nevertheless, as we said before, that's only if you actually go along and you take the grass yourself. The grass is directed to your animal, that's considered similar to a non-direct benefit. And if it's a non-direct benefit, it's nothing. If it's non-direct, it says the Rosh, we can compare it to the case of the Mishnah, and therefore it's mutter to let the guy do it. What do we see from there? We see, obviously, again, one doesn't have to protest in a case where the benefit is non-direct. Not only in the case of Al-Tachaba, not only in the case of fire, where it's a danger, or whatever, like we said before, we see that the Rosh extends the Mishnah to other cases where the benefit is non-direct. You're not going to have direct benefit from this thing. In other words, you're not taking the benefit yourself. It's permitted to let the guy do it, and one doesn't have to go along and protest against such a malach on Shabbos. So the Chodesh said, Mefurish. Because Mefurish and Mechaba in Simon Shin Chofei Sif Yud Gimel, you paskin so, that if the guy does a malach, if it's Oifan HaMuteres, if it's Oifan HaMutter, one doesn't have to go along and protest. So what happened to the case before? So there's a Kiveig and Simon Shin Zayin. The Kiveig asked another kasha. And Simon Shin Zayin in the Morgan Avron, Sikot Mechof. The Morgan Avron discusses a case where a letter was delivered on Shabbos, an important letter, and a guy opens the letter for you in order you should be able to read the letter on Shabbos. And obviously you can't tell the guy to open the letter, that's a Amir al-Nachid, so you hint to the guy to open the letter for you. or the goy does it out of his own goodwill, he knows it's important, and he opens it for you and leaves it open. And you're standing there. So the Magen Avraham permits this. Says if Kiva Ege affect the Akasha, I don't understand, he said. What happened to the Machor? The goy, you're being Miramas to the goy, you're hinting to the goy to open it up. And we said, in simulation based, that was the case of, even if a guy does a malacha for you, he's doing a kavlomis in your house, he's doing a job in your house, it's not permitted, you're machoy to be maicha. So why would he do his letter? Why can we not the guy open the letter for you? Says in Kiveiga Achelek. Says in Kiveiga, when a guy goes along and does a malacha for you, a malacha which you told him before Shabbos, and I'll give him back to your chelek. The case of kavlomis, what was the case of kavlomis? The case of kavlomis was, the guy is washing these clothes for you, you're paying the guy to wash the clothes, you're paying for the job, you told him before Shabbos to wash the clothes for you. There was an Amira which took place before Shabbos. He didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, you told him to do the job, but there was an Amira. Afterwards he does it in your house on Shabbos, because everyone knows, this guy is not coming to wash these clothes for you. On his own goodwill. But then he's got a big cleaning sign on his car, and he comes to your house and he comes to wash the clothes for you on Shabbos. Everyone knows this is not something which is his own goodwill he's doing. This is a malacha you told him. This is a malacha you spoke to him about before Shabbos. Since this is a malacha you spoke to him about before Shabbos, therefore, even though you told him about Eifan HaMutzah, you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. You're not paying him for the hour, you're paying him for the job. If he does it in your house on Shabbos, you're mochir to be meicha. That's worse. Whereas if it's not necessarily something which you told him before Shabbos. It could be the guy's own goodwill is doing it, or he's doing it for you on behalf of you, without dafka getting him to do a job for you. Then if he comes to your house and even if he does it on Shabbos, you don't have to be meicha. Therefore, the case of the letter, the guy comes in on Shabbos and the guy says he wants to go along and open a letter for you, it's not necessarily a job which you definitely told him before Shabbos, so you're not mechuyav to be meicha.
You did tell him, we are not allowed to do it on Shabbos.
That
you can understand to do it, yeah?
It's a mechor. That's a mechor. It's not mechor, but you didn't tell him not to do it. Mechor means, you have to tell him, please don't do it. Let's have finished. Can I go out there?
If you see something dark, then he wants to switch the light on for you, and you can ask him.
No, but you can't benefit from the light. If you haven't been over this, Samira, you can't benefit from the light. As long as you can't benefit from the light.
You're not going to be mechor.
You're amochit for it. Okay, that's you definitely amochit for it.
He's doing this when you never gave him any tzibur.
And the chanama, but the mice at the end of the day, he's doing a positive malach for you on Shabbos. Okay, well, the case of. So it comes out of this. It comes out from the kivega. It comes out.
The whole reason is that I don't know what I think you'll be
before
Shabbos. How do I know you have
to understand Shabbos? Yeah, I'm not saying it, but it looks, it said malach is a moshav, which you know you told me before Shabbos. I mean, it's you told him. A job which I'm doing for you, he told me before Shabbos to do it. Shabbos, you can maybe done it by Fanamut, maybe done it by Fanaisa. If he's doing it in front of you, you're not being a moicha, it looks like you're consenting, you're agreeing, you're telling him to do it on Shabbos.
Yeah.
The Kvedi says, well, yeah, it's a sure as well, but that's what he says. Our Kaponim. Yeah, it comes up because of the Shabbos. So it comes out, let's make it sikkum, it comes out like this. It comes out of malocha, like kablonos, for example, which I definitely told the guy to do something for me. I told him what even I had to be for Shabbos. He's not doing his own good will. I did an Amira. In such a case, one definitely has to be moicha. Even if he does it if and a hetz on Shabbos, if it's done in my house or I see him, I'm standing there, I'm mechuyav to go along and protest. A malacha, which the guy does for me, for example, as Yankee says, he turns on a light for me, and I haven't told him before Shabbos, I still have to be moicha. Why? Because there, the guy is doing something which is forbidden for me to benefit from. Turning on a light for me, the Mishnah says, is a malachas nochi, which I'm benefiting, a positive anot from such a thing, and therefore I can't let the guy do this in my house on Shabbos for me. I can't benefit from it, so I'm going to be moicha. A malacha. So the Mishmur goes so far. If he still doesn't listen, you can still get a malacha from it. No. Because you're going to have to benefit from a guy who does a malacha for you on Shabbos. If the malacha, though, is a malacha which is a negative malacha, turning off a light, or something which you're not benefiting directly from it, for example, he lights, gives that food directly to your animal, and you're not benefiting from it, and everyone can certain things are direct or not direct, if they're not turning off an air conditioner, on air conditioner, but again, the halachas, it's not a direct hana, it's not a positive hana you're getting from such a thing. But if it's there, it seems one doesn't have to go along and be meicha, because you're lacking both to know. Number one, the malacha is a malacha which the goy, I can benefit from on Shabbos, so therefore I'm not mechuyav to go along and protest. And number two, It's also, it doesn't go into the example of the case of Kablonis, where I actually told the goy to do something before Shabbos, which is worse as a Kivega, because then I'm chiyuv to go down and protest. That's the minna ka'olim lahokel in such a case. The only problem of Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yasha, their problem is the Mishnah Berurah does use, in the case of lighting a ner for a yid on Shabbos, where we're saying the whole problem is, the whole reason to be moicha is because I'm not allowed to benefit from this ner. The Mishnah Berurah does use a loshen, it looks like shlichas. Shmuel's Loshen and Simon Reish Ayin Vav. So you've got the Yudal. I'm not going to leave that Shreya. I'm not going to try and answer that. You know, maybe you can fetch it to it. But we'll leave it Shreya a bit. And Simon Reish Ayin Vav Siv Kotten Yud Aleph says the Mishnah Berurah. You can look it up yourselves later if you wish. The Mishnah Berurah says if Avin Hoya Bebeis Yisharein Yehudi. Okay, sorry. Afinim Dasi saw lots of Achak Achak Cheda Achak Shlo Yeholim Anei. We read this up before. The guy likes a nair for you in your house on Shabbos, you are not going to benefit from this nair, which is like an amutah, because you're not benefiting from it. You still have to go and be meicha. He says, Sheyachshedu, we're worried he's going to be choshed you, Sheoiso eile Yehudi b'shlichusoy, kiven shu b'beis Yisrael. So the Mishnah is clear, it's talking about a case where you're not benefiting from the light. So there's no issue for the guy's malacha, positive malacha, that you're not benefiting from, you're going out of the room. Because he does this in your house, it might look like you're shlichus, and therefore you're mechayiv to go along and be meicha, which would be a bit difficult. You're turning off a light, even though you're not benefiting from it, you're not getting hanas agov, but a chayiv looks like you're shlichus, and we may have to go along and be meicha. But as we said before, the minhag ha'olam is nishtazay, the minhag ha'olam is nahakel, and Shlomo Zalman ben Yasha omar, we try to be miyasha v'shlichel, the minhag ha'olam, why there's no chayiv nachal b'agav.